Occasionally, there's always like a who had the more unmentionable take on air.
You definitely had the more unmentionable take.
Yes.
Mine was just mean.
Yes. Well, mine was pretty ruthless too. But I think yours, we were both very succinct.
Yeah.
And just talking about, Kayla, what did he have here?
Well, yours was more figurative.
Oh, yeah. His was more literal and on the...
Yeah, and personal.
Mine was a strong guess. And that, honestly, we cannot let you in on this joke, which makes this terrible radio.
Yeah,
but
I
just know,
I'm sorry.
We were laughing very hard in the break there.
We had a great time.
So while we're talking about the Browns here, because before we get to the Guardians, because once we go Guardians, the 6 o'clock hour, it's all Guardians the rest of the way. This is kind of our first chance to have back-to-back segments to talk about the Browns at all today and to just get into this.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a lot of people kind of pointing out Mitchell Schwartz's tweet, which was actually in response to something that Zach Jackson had tweeted out. And it basically was when Stefanski said after the loss yesterday, if the Browns are going to stick with Watson, short one-word answer, yes. Mitchell Schwartz quote tweeted and said, it's an incredibly bleepy thing to do to the rest of this team. Joe Batonio is out there every week playing through who knows what and has to wreck his body when they have no chance of being good because of the quarterback. Miles Garrett's in pain every week. Feel for everyone else there. Man, I don't know. It's still not just about Deshaun.
What don't you know?
Well, because I think Deshaun is the easy fix. I don't think any quarterback's going to make this better. Long term, I think this season has just become what this season is. So it might make guys feel better because they might like the guy under center more. And I do think it's pretty obvious that they have some strong feelings one way or another about Deshaun. I don't know how playing hard in front of Jameis and him throwing three interceptions
a game is going to
make it better.
About getting the guy that they like. I think it's about showing an attempt to try. You know, like that.
Well,
that that's what I think.
Why is Deshaun the only one though? Why is that the only one?
It's not, but it's obviously the biggest one that you can make. I mean, okay. I'm sorry, they chose a sport where the quarterback is the end-all, be-all. Like, the quarterback, you go as the quarterback goes. That's how that sport operates. And so you want to make the most drastic move? You want to make the biggest move? That's the one to do it. You want to shake the snow globe? That's how you do it. And I think, and rightfully so, if you're Denzel Ward, if you're Batonio, if you're Miles Garrett, if you're one of those guys and you're looking at it like this is supposed to be, I don't know how many years I can play just in general, but like I'm trying to put together really strong postseason careers or postseason seasons. Like this is bad.
So I feel for Batonio I feel for Teller because I think there's a lot of guys in that offensive room that never wanted Baker gone. And so if you were a Baker guy in that locker room, and I think a lot of I'm putting labels on guys, I don't know for sure. But I know that the linemen really loved Baker.
Yeah.
That was
well documented.
It was really the wide receivers.
Teller came out and said it multiple times.
Yeah. So I feel for those guys. I feel that in a really pivotal year in his career, Teller got hurt and that, you know, we'll see him again, I think, in another couple weeks. But like, I feel bad for those guys. I don't really feel bad for the defensive players. I mean, listen. Anytime a guy's playing hurt like Miles is, you got a piece of my heart. You just knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you. I think the worst thing that's happened in sports is we've stopped loving when a guy plays for us hurt because he's playing poorly. We did it with Baker. I think there was an element of that for a few guys last year. I hate how we've turned that and flipped that switch. At the same point, Miles in that defense, that's part of the reason Baker's not here. Like
that's the hard part I'm grappling with right now is the idea that Miles was, by all accounts, it didn't work well between him and Baker. And now he's, I mean, if he's going to be the one that is who Mitchell Schwartz is speaking to, it runs a little hollow because you're not going to be satisfied unless you get, a top five quarterback? Well, good luck. There's not many out there.
Well, and I just continue to come back to the idea of, I think the only way you learn from this as an organization, and that includes some of the defensive players who were so staunchly anti-Baker at the end and blamed everything on Baker, the only way you learn your lesson is if you sit in this. So, like, if Joe Batonio says, I want a quick fix and I just want something different there at quarterback, I'm not telling Joel a damn thing. If Teller or Posick, when he's healthy, either of the tackles, if anybody, even Amari,
is
bad as it's gone.
Yeah, but the problem, Nick, is that they've clearly chosen Deshaun over everyone else.
Well, but that's a choice you make every week.
And that's what they've done every week.
Well, but see, but then it's, okay, but we've chosen Deshaun over everybody else. And then we've chosen calling the plays over everything else. We've chosen mixing up the offense over everything else. We've Kevin and this football brain trust have chosen everything to do the same over those 52 other guys.
So you could see why the other 52 guys, though, are pretty agitated about what's going on.
Well, yes, but this is,
the,
again,
the house is on fire and they're throwing kerosene on it.
But this is where I think Mitchell's wrong. If the only fix here is bench the quarterback, you're probably screwed either way. It's Jameis Winston.
No, but let's stay with the house analogy for a second then. Your house is on fire, and you know what? I don't care that the kid down the street is bringing his little pail bucket of water, because it's not going to set the whole house and be like, all right, we're good here. The house is still on fire. But you know what? At least the little kid is trying. At least somebody's doing something to try to get the house
is Jameis
not on fire.
The little kid, or is
Jameis
Kevin
is
Stefanski?
Not the little kid. No. I think in this instance, it's either Stefanski, might even be Barry. Somebody's the little kid. But the point is, people need to be trying. They need to be doing things. And if you're not doing things, then you're just, what are we doing here?
I think that's where you and I are in lockstep. The biggest crime is just not trying anything different. And then saying,
right, they're sitting there and watching it burn.
216-474-0092.
See, now you liked it. Now you just took you a little bit. Now you like the analogy.
I'm still trying to figure out who the little kid is.
You got too distracted with the little kid.
He's the one who's supposed to save the thing here.
He brought his little bucket.
Is.
Like, he's trying, but it's just not enough.
I mean, if the little kid is Jameis, I'm going to be like, that kid's probably going to be really tedious to talk to while he's trying to put out the fire.
Yes, they're delicious. Magically delicious.
I'm thinking of the NFL Play 60 commercial with the little Cam Newton.
That kid was cool.
That kid
had aura points, as the kids will say. Let that man cook. When we come back, guys, it's all Guardians from here. Nick and JP on 92.3 The Fan.